clear some space to pray. So what we've been doing, we had to clear some space this morning to pray. We had to ask people to move, to shift, so that the children here had some space to pray. Jesus went into the temple, and it wasn't being used for prayer. He went into the temple courts. Now, the temple courts were an area where everyone was welcome. Didn't matter who you were, Jew, Gentile, foreigner, old, young, disabled, you were welcome in the temple courts to pray, but there wasn't much prayer going on. All sorts of things were happening. I don't know if you remember the story, kids. Some of the things that were happening were just plain wrong. There were people who were asking that you use a different type of money in the temple courts to buy things. It was really expensive to change your money. And as a result, poor people often couldn't buy what they needed to buy. Some of the things that were happening were just wrong. And some of the things that were happening were just unhelpful. People were using, we read in one of the other stories that we didn't have chance to have a look at this morning, that were people were using the temple courts as just a cut through to carry their merchandise, the things that they were selling, to the inner courts. It was a bit of a thoroughfare. It was just unhelpful if you're trying to pray. So Jesus had to sort that out, didn't he? Jesus had to come and stop those things from happening. You know, we have to clear out space in our lives to pray. Our lives are really busy, aren't they? I don't know if you're anything like me. My life's really busy. And sometimes wrong things get in the way. Sometimes you have an argument with your brother, your sister, your wife, your husband, your flatmate, and it stops you from praying. Sometimes just plain unhelpful things get in the way. There's that TV program that's all right, but it's just stopping you. There's that telephone call. That's that job you need to do. There's that chore that needs to be done. It's just unhelpful. It gets in the way. And we need to clear space in our lives to pray. There's a guy called Stephen Cherry, who is the Dean of King's College in another great city. And he wrote a book called Beyond Busyness. And in it, he called people to give up busyness for Lent. He said, busyness makes you feel self-important. It makes you rude. It's an excuse for being impatient. It's an excuse for not getting things done. It's addictive. It burns you out. And, he said, it makes you lazy. Because it occurs when you haven't asked the important questions or decided on your priorities. Last week in church, we had a nearly new sale here where people were invited to come and bring their children's and their kids' clothes, toys, items that weren't being used to come and to sell them at knockdown prices. Our children are starting to grow up a little bit, and we've just been shoving all of their old clothes and toys up in the loft. Our loft has just been getting fuller and fuller and fuller. Great opportunity, we think, to try and clear out and have a bit of a sort out. And so we can start to use our loft in the way that it should be used, as proper storage. I brought some of the items along just to show you. So this is a baby bath that we brought along, £2.50 for anybody who wants it. So we brought that along, you can see, taking up a bit of space in our loft. We had a little carry cot that we used, so that was something that was just taking up space. And just in there as well, takes you back. Here we are, you see, look at this. Just, and clothes as well. Dress is very sweet. We were trying to get rid of this, but it took quite a lot of effort. We had to go up. We had to try and kind of ease it all down the small little space that gives us access into the loft. Bring it down. Rachel worked really hard, sorting it all out, categorizing it all into different age groups, sticking it in the car, bringing it to church, laying it out on a table, and it was great. We got rid of quite a lot of stuff, but it took energy and effort to clear the space that we needed to clear in our loft. And sometimes it takes energy and effort to clear space in our lives, doesn't it? In particular, to clear space to pray. You might need to clear space in the mornings to pray in the evenings. You might need to clear a few hours every once in a while. You might need to clear an evening to pray with friends. You might need to clear time to come and join with us on Wednesday evening for the Lent service. You might need to clear space to pray at Hungary. You might need to clear space as a family or as friends. One of the things that we're trying to do in our family is to make time to pray together. And the way we're trying to do this is on Friday evenings, we gather and we have a special meal on Friday night. It's usually pizza because the kids kind of like pizza, and they make the pizza and we make a bit of a deal about that. We usually crack open a bottle of wine. They have a nice drink and we try and make that a special meal. And as we do that, as we begin, we light a candle. I wonder if one of the kids could just come up here and light a candle for me. Have I got a volunteer? I move this out of the way. Superb. Let's just draw this over here. Okay. So what we'll be doing right at the beginning of our meal, we're going to be lighting a candle. Do you want me to strike it for you? Yeah. Okay. Can you do that? Let's have a go. Well done. Is it going to light? What do you think? Great. Try blowing that out. Thank you very much. Well done. Did you notice as we lit that candle how everyone's attention is focused on that for a moment and we're still? You can do that in your homes. It's a reminder of God being the light of the world in the form of his Son, Jesus. And you invite the Holy Spirit in over that table to come and minister to your family. We talk about some of the things that are troubling us. We pray for one another. And I pray a prayer of blessing over my wife and over my kids. It's a special time. Now, we don't get it right very often, I'm sorry to say. Many Fridays we don't do that. Often it will descend into kind of anarchy and chaos because we're all tired, but we try. And when we do it, it's powerful. It helps. It's a bit like Corrie ten Boom says, prayer becomes our steering wheel rather than our spare tire. It becomes central. It guides us in the course of what we're trying to do. But it takes effort and takes energy. Just later on in this passage that we're looking at, Jesus goes on and teaches about prayer. He says, actually, if you have faith, if you speak to the mountain and say, go move, it will move. When you pray, things happen. Things shift. They change. I heard a story recently of a family where the father had lost his job. He'd been made redundant. And they decided to gather together as a family to pray during this time. And the family saw this dad just stripped of everything. They saw him crying out to the Lord. And together as a family, they prayed with him. They prayed for him. They watched as God molded him. They persevered to the point where they saw God answer their prayers in terms of provision. God answered their prayers finally after some time when he got a new job. It taught the kids loads about prayer. They saw it modeled in their parents. They saw what it was like to go through tough times. And they learnt how to pray. And you know what? As we pray, things change, but we change as well. C.S. Lewis said this, I pray because I can't help myself. I pray because I'm helpless. I pray because the need flows out of me all the time, waking and sleeping. It doesn't change God. It changes me. Prayer changes us. And in a family setting, in a friend setting, wherever you are, there's an opportunity just to pray so that things change, but you too are changed. How are you going to clear space over the next few weeks? It's Easter holes for many of us. What are you going to do as we approach Easter to clear space to pray? as a family, as individuals, as friends. Many of us gather on Easter Sunday as family. How can you pray together? How can you create space to pray? It takes energy and it takes effort. But as you pray, things change. And as you pray, you change as well.